Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Robinson is also being held in special isolation for his own protection, authorities say, from himself and others. This is ABC News. The deadline for TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell or face a ban in the U.S. has been extended again by President Trump.
December 16th is the new deadline for TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the popular app to an American buyer, else it'll be booted from American app stores. This marks the fourth time President Trump has pushed back the deadline. The previous date had been set for this week. Before leaving for Europe, the president told reporters that a group of very big companies want to buy TikTok. He added he plans to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The extension comes after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent signaled a tentative deal with the Chinese delegation. A judge in New York dismissing a state terrorism enhancement count and first-degree murder charge against Luigi Mangione in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare's CEO Brian Thompson in December. Other charges remain, including a charge of intentional murder, and Mangione is still facing federal charges. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Mostly clear and patchy fog late tonight with a low of 61. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow with a high of 87. Showers and storms possible tomorrow night with a low of 60. And partly sunny and slightly cooler on Thursday and a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly clear. The winds are calm and our current temperature is 76 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
At this point, a breakup would be catching a break. I can't seem to make it to my first, second date. Even mama gave up, don't know what went wrong. Right.
Yeah. Did we get the vocal today?
And that was Maddie True with Single of the Year on Country and Community. Tim Thede here, just reminding you that volleyball should be coming up here shortly. JV is still playing, so that's what's holding it back a little bit. But we will be bringing you the broadcast as soon as we are able to. So hopefully that'll be coming up within the next few minutes. But so keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. And up next, Matt Stell with Breaking in Boots.
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. Man, she loves that song, and that sums her up about right. Try your hand, tip the band, and that girl just might let you pull her clothes underneath those neon lights. But she'll wreck more than Friday night. Skin on your soles, your heart will pay the price. You can see it in her eyes. Don't think that she does it, 'cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, you can try to love her. Don't think that she does it, 'cause she knows what she's doing. She'll burn you like the bourbon in the bottle she's shooting. She's a cowboy killer, that's a cold hard truth. You can try to love her, but she'll leave you heart.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting
she's probably in Texas, Amarillo. All I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week.
they said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
This dream I'm having, I'd rather have you wake me, whispering my name. This house is too quiet, this house is too cold. Click on the morning TV show, talking to myself, wishing it was you, wishing you would have stayed. I've been thinking about you, just like I thought about you all morning long. This house is empty without you, but not as empty as my heart since I've been home alone. Friday night and work week's through, I come home to five empty rooms. It doesn't take long for the walls to start closing. I hate the TV, I hate you, ain't here with me. I wish I had a pill I could take so I wouldn't wake up till I see you again. I've been thinking about you, just like I thought about you all evening long. This house is empty without you, but not as empty as my heart.
Sometimes I swear too much, say things that I don't mean, emotionally out of touch. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I close the bar, have one too many drinks, and I don't make it to church. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? Sometimes I make her cry, forget all little things. I really don't know why. What's wrong with me? Yeah, what's wrong with me? My baby sees something that I don't see. That girl sees the man that I'm trying to be. And I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Yeah, I'm thankful. girl sees the man that I'm trying to be.
I don't know how she does it, how she doesn't see what's wrong with me. Yeah, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What she doesn't see? Yeah.
of smoke, baller in a Chevy down a gravel road. Headed to a spot everybody knows, cannonball swinging from an old freight road. Talking about good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. FM on, coolers on the ground, dig through the ice and pass them around. Waiting on the hot sun to go down, little skinny dipping when the moon comes out. That sounds like good times and tan lines, cold beer and summer nights. That was all there was to life. Good times and tan lines, good, good times and tan lines. Nothing to lose, guess there really wasn't nothing else to do. But load up the truck and just take off. Back then, buddy, we had them all.
And welcome to High School Sports. Tonight, it is high school volleyball. From Richland Center High School, the Hornets play host to Platteville in a key conference matchup early on in the schedule. We'll talk about tonight's schedule and also a conversation forthcoming with Richland Center head coach Jamie Johnson on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
The schedule has been a busy one tonight in high school sports. Earlier, cross-country action at North Crawford High School. The River Valley swim team has a meet at Fort Atkinson going on tonight. They're wrapping up soccer at Richland Center, Platteville, Lancaster, and the Hornets. And Dodgeville is playing Prairie du Chien in soccer this evening. Last night, River Valley was a winner 3-1 over Sparta in high school soccer. Also beginning the week, high school volleyball in the Ridge and Valley. Lafarge is at Waseca Steuben, DeSoto at Weston, Kickapoo at Seneca, Ithaca plays at North Crawford, and in the Southwest Conference, Dodgeville at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at River Valley, and coming up here on the radio, Platteville at Richland Center. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
For quality auto and light truck repair, turn to Cornerstone Service. Whether your vehicle needs maintenance like an oil change, brakes or tires, or diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. JWU Wing and the team continuously invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of the ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
This weekend will mark the fifth weekend of the high school football schedule. And there are more great games going on this week with conference implications. Cashton will play at Ithaca in the Scenic Bluffs Conference. Riverdale will be at home in the Six Rivers against River Ridge. River Valley football team, after a big win last weekend at home against Prairie du Chien, will hit the road against the always tough Lancaster Flying Arrows. And it was a tough loss for the Richland Center Hornets last week against New Glarus. They have to rebound and will try to do that against Platteville coming up on Friday night at Avitus Rip Field. We'll have that game on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app. That's looking ahead. We have high school volleyball on Thursday night. Richland Center will be at River Valley. And tonight for T-shirt night, the Hornets are taking on Platteville. That broadcast is coming up. Plus, a talk with Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson is next.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Inspired Innovations is more than just a salon. It's a destination for unique finds and local charm. Inside, you'll discover a variety of treasures from area vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, Paparazzi Jewelry, handcrafted signs by Inspired Creations, home decor, and one-of-a-kind items from talented local crafters. While you're there, browse their selection of salon-quality hair care and styling products, featuring the trusted brands they use every day. Stop by soon and see what's new at Inspired Innovations, located in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Jamie, as you look at this week, boy, it's a really tough week. Platteville and River Valley back-to-back. How do you face that?
Yeah, it's an opportunity, especially we felt like we kind of stubbed our toe last week with Dodgeville. A lot of disappointment, but Dodgeville really brought it to us last week and dictated tempo and kind of made this week even more important for us to, kind of help determine our fate here for the conference race. We made too many mistakes, so we've got to learn from those mistakes that we had at Dodgeville. You can't beat anybody in our league with the mistakes that we did. The good news is we passed better. It was something that we had focused on during the week, and that was better. So now we've got to continue that good passing and learn from our mistakes. Platteville's the top team right now. They already knocked off Valley. They were kind of the team probably to beat going into the year. So we've got a home game tonight. It's T-shirt night. So hopefully people come out, support. We need every bit of fan energy we can have tonight and try to give them a run. They're conference champs, too, and they got a lot coming back. So it's going to be a really tough battle tonight.
Yeah, do they have some of the same cast of characters from last year's team, Jamie?
Well, they have the big middle that just absolutely destroyed us a lot last year in the matchups that we had. So unfortunately, she's back. But they did lose their setter, who had over 2,000 assists in her career. So that's a little bit harder to replace, and they lost their other middle. But they've got Temperley in there who's stepping in into a bigger role. And their coach is a great coach. Denise is... I respect, her a ton, and just we love to battle against each other because there's that mutual respect. And, she's a very good strategic person, and so we just, again, got to be able to bring the energy and hit our spots tonight. We've got to do what we practiced last night. I thought we had a pretty good practice, all things considered, and so I'm kind of looking forward to see if we can carry that over into the match tonight.
So you've had some tournaments. You had the Dodgeville game. Do you think the team is kind of maturing on the court a little bit?
Yeah, there's still things that we can do. Is kind of maturing is the right word. We're very young at times. At one point on the lineup, we have three sophomores and a freshman out there. You might see a change second or third set if we need to. We've got something in our back pocket too, maybe with a plan to mix it up if we have to. We're going to come out doing what we do, but if we need to switch, we rehearsed that last night, and so we're gonna have that in our back pocket if we need something to spark ourselves or to make a change if we're just not in a good rhythm with things. But again, it comes down to we control what we can control. We can't control the refs. We can't control some of those things, but we can control our passing and in our hit selection and making sure that we are keeping the ball in play. We had too many of those mistakes last week, and we just got to continue to put pressure on them and try to make things happen tonight.
Sounds good. And then you look at, this point in the season, the 16th of September, you're about a month away from the tournament. So even though it seems to me like the season just started, it really is getting underway quickly, and you're about halfway through, aren't you?
Yeah, it is. That just kind of reality hit last night. I'm like, oh, my gosh, we're going to be at the midway point tomorrow night, like a month away, and we're hitting tournament already. Again, like you just mentioned the previous question, we faced a lot of great competition, people have talked about our record, and I'm okay with our record. We have a very tough non-conference. It helps prepare us for these conference games. And I reminded the girls, after we lost at Dodgeville, I said, you know what, Dodgeville came into our house and beat us last year, and we still were able to accomplish our goal. So we can do that. We have an opportunity this week. By the end of this week, we could be anywhere from first to fifth in our conference. So it's a big week for us, and we just got to lock in and do those things. But again, playing the likes of Onalaska, Madison Edgewood, Mineral Point, those things just help prepare us, for these tough conference matches. So we've seen some good signs of winning some of those games where we've held off set points and won the set and come back to win a match. We've been in those positions. So this is a team that believes that we're never out of it. And we know we're streaky, good and bad. We can be a streaky team, so we just got to ride those waves and try to shorten those runs from our opponent and just try to get a few of those runs of our own.
Sounds good, Jamie. Good luck tonight against Platteville.
All right, thank you.
Jamie Johnson joining us on WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more, all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Do you want free paint? Here's your chance this week at All-American Do-It Center. That's right, this week only. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look interior or exterior latex paint and get one absolutely free of equal or lesser value. See store for details. Restrictions may apply. Best Look paint has a low-odor paint and primer formula backed by a limited lifetime warranty. Buy 1 gallon of Best Look paint and get one free this week only at All-American Do-It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
At WRCO-FM 100.9, we're proud to bring you all the excitement, energy, and heart of local sports. We're more than just fans of the game. We're fans of every team, every player, and every community. That makes it special. Local sports are the heartbeat of our hometowns, and we're committed to honoring the effort, teamwork, and spirit they represent. From the first whistle to the final buzzer, and from players and coaches to fans and officials, this broadcast is for you. Thanks for joining. This is Local Sports on WRCO Radio, where community comes to play.
From Richland Center High School, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's Southwest Wisconsin Conference matchup between Platteville and Richland Center. The Hornets come in with a record of 1-1. Platteville at 2-0 in the conference and getting ready for a really big week for both clubs. The Hornets, as we mentioned tonight, with a match against Platteville and then on the road to River Valley on Thursday. Platteville defeated River Valley 3-1 in an earlier match this year. Looks like for Platteville, they have a big loss right out of the gate as their middle player, Rihanna Dye, is not here tonight because of illness. So they will actually be kind of changing the rotation up just a little bit. Richland Center started its season with a 3-0 win over Prairie du Chien in the conference, then lost 3-2 to Dodgeville last week. And among the stats, some pretty impressive stats for both teams. Hornets led by Danica Pauls, who is a mainstay on the court for Richland Center, and she's had a good start to the campaign as well, getting a total of 3.2 kills per set. Elevie Weiss has 17 blocks for the season. Tatum Razek averaging nearly 3 digs per set, and Ella Clements has had 11 serving aces. On the other side for Platteville, Rihanna Dye with just over 2.5 kills per set. She also has 37 total blocks on the season. Avery Richard has a total of nearly 4 digs per set. And Maggie Grabant with a total of 25 aces for Platteville so far on the season. We're still a little ways away from first serve time. We'll take time out and have more in a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball tonight, courtesy of WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday starting at 4 p.m., they serve up delicious deep fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 11 a.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still the local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. To order, call 649-7469.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Water is essential to life. And at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, that belief drives their commitment to the community with over 50 years of experience. They provide professional, reliable water system services for residential, agricultural, and commercial needs. Whether it's installation or repairs, their team is available 24/7, 365 days a year, ensuring your water system is always in top shape. For trusted service in Richland Center and the surrounding areas, call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions at 608-649-4488.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
WRCO. In earlier action this evening, it was a victory for the Richland Center JV1 team. Two sets to one. They won 25-20 in the final. The RCJV2 team swept Platteville with a 26-24 final set. So very close one, and that's why we're getting a little later start, as the JV1 and 2 matches were ultra competitive tonight, and a good probably precursor to the action that we'll see on the varsity floor as well. A couple of teams go at it that should be fairly evenly matched here this evening. Also in high school soccer tonight, final score, Platteville Lancaster getting the win, 6-2 over Richland Center. That was a close match. In fact, at one point it was 2-1 in favor of Platteville Lancaster, and then another point it was 3-2. They held the lead, but scoring a total of 3 in the last 30 minutes or so of that contest to go ahead and win it by 4 over the team. For Richland Center, they'll have another opportunity later this week, and then they'll have a home match next week with River Valley and with Prairie du Chien as well, as that season continues to roll around. Right now, we'll bring out our national anthem. So our national anthem from Courtside coming up here on WRCO tonight. Nice job by our National Anthem singers tonight, members of the Richland Center High School student body, and our National Anthem prior to match time this evening. Well, the starting lineups will be introduced for the folks that have gathered here. We'll share those with you listening wherever you are tonight in just a moment as we get closer to first serve time this evening between Platteville and Richland Center. Tonight's match sponsored by the WRCO's Sports Boosters. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location. It is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Open Season Hunting Outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery, Open Season Hunting Outlet, open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The starters for the Richland Center Hornets as they get set for the introduction here at RCHS. First of all, starting on the floor will be number 10, a junior, Ellaby Weiss, who will start in the middle. Number 12, Adeline Wirtz, a freshman, who starts at the libero spot. Also, it will be number 21, Ella Clements, who is going to start in the middle. Number 22, Rainey Walsh, a senior and a setter. Number 23, Danica Pauls, who will start as well for the Hornets. And another senior, Taylor Wirtz, number 24, getting the starting nod here tonight for Coach Jamie Johnson. Assisted by Robin Lynch, Ashlyn Coleman, and Lizzie Forehand. Starting lineup for Platteville tonight, number 2 is Mia Hoosier, a junior. Number 6, Saraya Stone, a sophomore. Number 7, Quinn Temperley, a sophomore. Number 10 is Layla Schuler, a senior. Number 22, Avery Richard, a junior. And 28, Malaya Temperley, who is a freshman. The libero player is Maggie Grabant, and she is wearing number 15 on her libero jersey. Platteville coached by Denise Berenson, and her reserve coaches include Stacy Temperley, Heather McNeil, and Kathy Wetter. Platteville adorned in the maroon and white, Richland Center in the black and the orange tonight, and a good crowd on hand, good representation from the student section, and heck, everybody gets a free t-shirt in the student section and everybody that wants one, so a lot of people adding to their wardrobe tonight. Not me. June makes me get rid of an old one if I get a new one. Somebody said I should make a quilt out of the shirts. I suppose I could do that too, but I'm not very good at making quilts either. Hornets will start the serve here tonight and get it going. Hope you enjoy it from WRCO tonight. A little late start for tonight's action, but should be good. And here we go. First serve of the ball game comes from Rainey Walsh, fielded by Platteville. They'll work it in the middle, pass this way by Hoosier. Shot over the top and down for Saraya Stone. And Platteville is on the board. Stone with the key hit there. Grabant will go back to serve for Platteville, and the Hornets in serve-receive mode. Here comes her approach, and the serve. Fielded near side by the Hornets, quick set far side, and bumped over by Wirtz. Left side now back to the middle for Platteville, trying it now with Stone, and she got it in as she pulled right down the line inbounds to make it 2-0 in favor of Platteville. Back it goes to Grabant. And she will serve for the second time. Here's the approach. Line drive serve, fielded here on the near side. The Hornets work it back to the middle. Paul's the shot blocked. And I don't know if it ever got to her. It was a tough pass. The Hornets are called for being in the net. So it was not a block by Temperley. And it goes 3-0 Platteville. They will serve again. Here's the approach. Line drive serve, fielded by the Hornets. Great dig there, and now pushed over on the left side by Wirtz. Back to the near side, Platteville hits it. Bound town and out of bounds there. The Hornets got a hand on it. Great dig on the opening hit by Adeline Wirtz. Had a really nice dig on that one, and the volley then resumed, but the Hornets unable to keep it going. 4-0, Platteville. Here's the serve, and it's played there on the back line there by Adeline Wirtz. Back to the middle. Punched over by Pauls. Kept live by Platteville. They'll bump it over there and hit number two. Fielded back line by the Hornets. Set left side, and Pauls puts a charge into it, and the Hornets are on the board. Danica Pauls makes it 4-1 and gets the side out of the serve for Richland Center. Ella Clements will serve for RC. Platteville in serve, receive mode, and here's the serve. Back line, Platteville works it. Back to the right, Temperley gets it over. Hornets, back row, there is a quick set. Near side shot by Wirtz. Dug back row by Gravant. Now to the right side, and Stone can't get it through. Hornets get the point. L.V. Weiss right there in the middle, wreaking havoc with Platteville, and the Hornets have cut the deficit in half. It is 4-2. Here's the approach and the serve by Clements. Fielded by Platteville back to the middle. They'll punch it over. The Hornets one-handed over. Nice save by Rainey Walsh. Back to Platteville. They'll try again. And that one is in. Or is it? Line judge calling it out. And the Hornets will have a point. So they get within a point. It is 4-3. Our score here at the RCHS Fieldhouse starting out in the first set tonight. Here's Ella Clements with the serve. Fielded by Platteville. Pass to the net. Right side. Hilleman drive it over. And Quinn Temperley got it through the Hornet wall. And RC trying a little pancake there on the bottom. Getting underneath. Jamie Johnson pleading his case. But he says no. They say no. It hit the floor. So it will be Platteville point. 5-3. They lead it. Layla Schuler with the approach for Platteville. Serves it. Right side, fielded there by Wirtz. Now back to the near side, Pauls dumps it in. Danica Pauls makes it a one-point set at 5-4. Richland Center kind of finding its way into the lineup for Platteville. Michaela Schneering. And Pauls will start serving way over on the far side by the student section. Line drive, net. Net serve, and it's 6-4, Platteville. Saraya Stone will serve for Platteville as she takes it back. Stone with the approach. And that's a line drive serve. Nice save by Pauls. Ping pongs back from Weiss and punched over now by Razick. Back to the near side, Platteville. Punched it through the wall and got it down. Attempted block by Taylor Wirtz and Elvie Weiss. And the Hornets couldn't control it. It goes back to Platteville for a serve. 7-4. Platteville leads by 3. Here comes the run-up, and Stone with a left serve, and it bounces over, and the Hornets give up another point. That one almost impossible to field. That'll make it 8-4, Platteville. Stone will try again, gets back, it's a couple of dribbles, and here's the line drive serve, cut off by Weiss. Quick set, Weiss dumps it over. After a nice set by Walsh, and Platteville tries again from the left side, driving it over is Richard. Here's Walsh passing left side. Hornets take a charge into one, and down it goes. Adeline Wirtz got the point. That will make it 8-5. Adeline with the kill, first official here in the opening set. Aubrey Colstead will serve. Here comes the sophomore with a nice serve. There's the dig by Stone back to the right side. Punched over by Platteville's Temperley. Quick set. Weiss takes a shot and blocked by Platteville. Down it goes. Quinn Temperley gets a key block there that makes it 9-5. Platteville by 4. And Quinn Temperley will serve. The approach by the sophomore, and there's a line drive fielded by Poles. Back line, set by Kolstad, back to Danica, and then it hits the net from the back row. The Hornets trail by five. 10-5 here, early going of this one tonight. Here comes the run-up and the jump serve. Far side, fielded now by Ellenwertz. Quick set, Kolstad shot by Weiss. Out of bounds, missed the line on the sideline, and a timeout by the Hornets. 11-5, Platteville. We'll be right back with more of the first set on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Back to action. Platteville will serve. We're underway again. Hornets return Trippett. Left side. Now back for Platteville on the right side. He'll drive it over. One hand save there by Tatum Razek. Hornets keep it going. Wirtz punches it over. Near side, Platteville setting it up. Right side bumped over by Hoosier. They'll try again. Weiss with the ball, and I think the Hornets stepped over the line. They did. That'll be a point for Platteville, and they take a 12-5 lead. On the Filmy flip phone tonight, Fenimore leading Cuba City 1-0. Dodgeville up on Prairie du Chien 2-0. River Valley 2-0 up on Lancaster. And Ithaca leading North Crawford 1-0. And here is a net serve by Platteville. They make a first mistake in a while, and Richland Center gets it back on the side out. That makes it 12-6. Served by the Hornets, fielded by Platteville. Back to the near side. They'll punch it over on the hit by Richard. Now the Hornets try again in the middle, punching it over and out of bounds. Ella Clements just missed the sideline. That makes it 13-6. In for Platteville, Layla Schuler. And the Hillman will serve again. Number two, Mia Hoosier. Hoosier with the serve. Fielded now in the back row by the Hornets. Quick set left side. Softly tapped over by J.C. Gander. Back to the right side. Platteville takes it over. A Hornets got a piece of it, but it lands on the floor. Block attempt there by Ella Clements. RC pretty young with this current rotation that's rolling through. That makes it 14-6. Platteville. Here's the serve. Fielded by Wirtz. Pass back to the far side. Gander takes it over. Set by Platteville back to the middle. Softly tapped in, and the Hornets called for a net violation. That'll make it 15-6. Platteville off to a 9-point lead here in this one. Serving again will be Mia Hoosier. Awaiting the whistle, and here's the serve. That one fielded back row by Razek. Pass by Kolstad, shot by Gander, and Platteville blocks it back to the Hornets, and down it goes. That was a piece of it by Malia Temperley. And Platteville suddenly leads by 10 at 16-6. Mia Hoosier will serve again. Mia's serve, fielded by Razek. There is a quick set, and the ball pushed by Clements. Save back row by Platteville. Back to the middle, shot by Temperley. Blocked. Nice job by the Hornets. Now punched down by Platteville. On the left side, Avery Richard. After Ella Clements blocked that first one so nicely, it ping-ponged back, and Platteville buried it. 17-6, they lead it. Hoosier with a serve, fielded near side by Razek, and Wirtz. The ball is up on the net, blocked by Platteville. Back to the near side, Gander gets it over. Platteville tries again, on the right, over tapped by the Hornets, and the Hornets pass is low under the net and missed, and that'll be another timeout for Richland Center. They use their second timeout. Platteville off and running here to the tune of 18-6. High School Volleyball from WRCO Sports.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land.